Why do we have to come here for dinner? I bet you wouldn't take any of your dates here.
I bring my dates here all the time.
Maybe that's why you can't keep a steady girl.
Listen, Dee, Mama wanted you to have a hot meal, and you can get it here.
That's not all you can get here, either.
Okay, here's the dinner menu. Yeah, give those up. Give them up. So much.
All right. Shirley, This has the same food as a lunch menu. Why is it a different color?
Well, because by dinner time, the food is a different color. Hey, how about the blue plate special? Hey, it's really moving today.
No, I had it yesterday. It was really moving then, too.
Hamburger.
Chickens.
What's happening? Guess what? I have just acquired my first and what I hope to be a long line of credit cards. Bankmaster, see?
Hey, all right, fantastic plastic.
Yeah, I may be stout, but now I've got clout.
Credit card? What did you do, mug call Malden?
This is for real, Raj. See, I've had a steady job now for the last 3 months, and the credit card company knows that I'm a stable, responsible, mature adult.
The credit card company didn't see you drop a water balloon on the Avon lady.
Rerun, you better be careful. Credit cards can get you into real trouble.
They can also get you into real restaurants.
Yeah. And real threads and stereo headphones and box seats at ball games and ocean cruises.
Oh, yeah, I can see me now. There I am on the love boat, surrounded by 6 beautiful girls. There I am, pooped out on the poop deck.
I don't know, Rerun. Mama always taught us we shouldn't buy anything on credit.
Dee, our whole system is based on credit. It's the American way, and I am a patriot.
Yeah, Richard Poorhouse Nixon.
If we can change the topic, you've got a hungry child here. Where's the food?
Relax, Dee. Shirley's coming.
My dear, dear friends, I would be honored if you joined me for a big steak dinner at one of L.A.'s best restaurants.
All right.
Wait just a minute. No. See, you just can't walk out on food that Rob has spent a lot of time trying to prepare. No, it's wrong, it's inconsiderate, and it's just plain rude.
You're invited, Shirley.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rob! Look here, I'm gonna take my dinner break. I'll be back in about an hour. Wait up!
Hey, Rerun, you mean you can record TV shows when you're not home?
Yep. The timer takes care of that. And I have a special camera where I can tape anything I want. Tonight I'm taping me and Raj having dinner.
Yeah, sort of like Wild Kingdom with people.
Come here, Dwayne. Watch this. Come here. Take this. This food process is really something, huh?
Man, that thing eats quicker than Jaws.
What? You bought more stuff today?
Raj, this is my hobby. Some people collect stamps. I collect stuff.
Hey, Raj, man, you gotta see this food processor.
Oh, yeah, I put zucchini, peanut butter, jelly, 2 eggs, oatmeal, and cornstarch in there.
What does it taste like?
I don't know, but I've already used it to glue the leg back on the coffee table.
Sounds good, but I just have the leftovers from last night.
Oh, go ahead. I liquefied them. Just help yourself.
Liquefied them?
Yeah.
No, thanks. I don't feel like having a glass of bologna.
Hey, Rerun, let's put a shoe in there.
Dwayne.
Rerun. I told you, you better be careful. You're overextending yourself. Now, you got stuff here you don't even need.
Like what, Raj?
Like, for one, this aqua lung. Now, what do you need this for?
Well, since I got it, I haven't lost the soap in the bathtub.
Let's put a bar of soap in there.
Raj, maybe you're smart, but you're not as smart as all of these department stores and all companies.
Oh, no. Where did you get those?
I applied for them. Once you get one, the rest are easy.
He's right, Raj. They wouldn't send him all those cards if they didn't think he could afford it. Hey, Rerun, man, let's put a comb in here.
Dwayne. Hey, come here, Raj. I got something for you. Come here.
Oh, Rerun. You didn't have to. What is it?
It's a Chinese army knife. It has a can opener, screwdriver, and chopsticks.
Oh, I really appreciate the thought, Rerun, but I'm worried. I bet your first payment is going to be at least $150.
Shows how much you know, Raj. It's $212. But don't worry. The financial whiz has made arrangements to get the bread.
Rerun, you're getting in over your head. You're going deeper, 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 and deeper.
Don't worry, Raj. That's why I bought the Aqualung. They told me to bring this to you, Mr. Glover.
Ah, Mr. Stubbs. Welcome to Holmby Finance. Call me Robert, friend.
Certainly. Call me Rerun, pal.
Have a seat, pal.
Thanks, friend.
Now, let's just run down your financial situation so that we can become better friends. Suppose you tell me your financial worth in round figures.
Sure, zero.
Zero. Well, now, let's just check that out, because people are usually worth more than they think. Now, tell me, how much do you have in your checking account?
Zero.
Zero. Bonds?
Zero.
Zero. Real estate holdings?
Zero.
Zero. Now, let's just total that up. Uh-huh. Mr. Stubbs, your net worth is zero.
So what are my chances of getting a loan, Mr. Glover?
Zero. You're going to have to show some worth.
Thanks, Mr. Glover.
Wait a minute, Mr. Stubbs. How much did you pay for your hat?
$3.98.
Congratulations, you qualify. Sign here.
Thanks. Hi, Dee. Hi, Shirley.
Well, sorry to disturb you, Rerun, but Dee and I have heard so much about your apartment, we just had to see it for ourselves.
Oh, come on in, come on in, come on, come on, come on.
Rerun, this place is, how can I put this?
Gross.
Thank you.
Rerun, you got enough velvet to be an undertaker.
Velvet is very in this year.
Who told you that?
The salesman at Velvet City.
Rerun, what in the world is this?
Shirley, that happens to be a very famous statue.
Well, she looks like a blind date for the Incredible Hulk.
Rerun.
What?
Where'd you win this, on Bowling for Garbage?
Hey, Dee, lighten up on Rerun. After all, everyone to his own taste.
Thanks, Shirley. You know, as long as you young ladies are here, you might as well help me decorate. It could use a woman's touch.
Oh, I'll give it a great touch. Get me a sledgehammer. Hey, where are you going to find the money to make the payments?
I arranged for a loan.
A loan?
Yeah, I got some money from some friends so I can make the payments on my credit cards.
Friends?
Yeah, Holmby Finance.
Holmby Finance? Oh, my aunt borrowed from them, and they repossessed her car.
So?
She was making a left turn when they did it.
Shirley, That couldn't be home be financed. They're very understanding people.
What do you mean, understanding? Oh, Rerun, don't tell me you missed the payment.
Only two. Hey, that must be the delivery guy now with my new leopard skin drapes.
Frederick, Frederick, Frederick.
Mr. Glover, Glover, Glover.
You didn't write to us like you promised.
I was just about to do that, Mr. Glover.
Oh, too late. We're going to have to repossess everything.
Please don't take my couch and chairs, Mr. Glover.
Don't worry, Frederick. They're not listed as collateral. All we're going to take is the bed, the dresser, the rug, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Start in the bedroom, boys.
But, Mr. Glover, I just...
Oh, Frederick, don't worry. They're going to take perfect care of everything. Oh, Miss Wilson, isn't it?
Yes.
Please tell your aunt that I'm really happy with her car.
I'm really sorry about this whole thing.
Don't apologize, Frederick. Friendship is never having to say you're sorry. It's on the list.
Hey, Rerun, why'd they leave this stuff?
I told you, this wasn't on the list as collateral.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob.
Look, do me a favor. Could you keep it down? I'll be in here studying.
I don't know, Rerun. I don't think Raj is gonna like this.
Don't worry, Dwayne. Raj is a very understanding person.
Oh, no!
I don't think he understands.
Rerun, where's my bed?
The guys from the finance company took it.
And the dress is gone.
They took that, too.
And the rug's gone. How could I take that?
Well, you see, they rolled the rug up and they stuffed it in the dresser. And they put the dresser on top of the bed and then they carried it all out. Those guys are fantastic.
Rerun, the room is totally empty. Now, what are we gonna do?
Well, we could go in there and play handball.
Hey, don't make jokes. I mean, why did they take my stuff?
Well, it's like this, Raj. You know, in order for me to get the loan, I had to show more collateral. So I just put your stuff on the list.
And they just put it on a truck.
I'm sorry, Raj, but they didn't take this new furniture. You can sleep on the couch.
Are you kidding? Boy, it'll keep me awake all night. The velvet glows in the dark. Boy, Rerun, this is awful. I mean, they took everything. Everything but... The refrigerator's gone. Wait a minute. The refrigerator belongs to the landlady. How could they take that?
You see, Raj, they had this little cart with wheels on it. One guy pushed while the other guy lift. It's all leverage. You'd love it.
Well, this is all crazy. Now, how can you live in an apartment without a refrigerator?
Cheer up, Raj. They left the bologna juice.
I've had enough. Now, I'm through playing games with you.
That's good, because they took the Monopoly set, too.
Raj, everything will work out, won't it?
No, nothing's going to work out. The credit card company will sue you, the loan company will sue you, and the landlady will sue you. And I'd sue you, too, if I had any sense.
You wouldn't do that, would you, Raj?
I ought to. Boy, I knew this would happen. I could see it coming a mile away.
Well, if you saw it coming, why didn't you warn me?
What? That's it, Rerun. I've done nothing but warn you since you got your first credit card.
Yeah, Rerun, he warned you.
Now, you listen to me, Rerun, and you get this straight.
Yeah, get it straight.
This is your fault. Now, I'm going to sleep in my bed next to my dresser with my rug under it in a room next to my refrigerator. Do you know what that means, Rerun?
I do. It means you're sleeping at the finance company.
Wrong. It means I'm sleeping at home. And I'm not coming back until you get this whole mess straightened out.
Do you think he's mad?
Can you help me out with a tip, please? A little tip, just something to help me out. Thank you. I really would appreciate that. If you help me out with Well, thank. Dad, hey, man, you dropped the button off your. I don't want that. You got some gel. What am I going to buy? Some suckers with that? Okay, Rerun, what's the matter? You haven't even touched your food.
I know. I'm just too upset to eat, Shirley.
Well, I can understand that. You know, if I was you, I'd be at home hiding under the bed.
If you were me, you wouldn't have a bed to hide under. I really did it this time, Shirley. Roger's my best friend, and he walked out on me. He hasn't been home for the last 3 nights, and I don't like being in that apartment by myself.
What?
I'm boring.
I can buy that.
Yeah, I just feel so bad about everything. I loused up my life. I loused up Roger's life. I'm just a dumb, stupid, greedy, irresponsible, foolish. Aren't you gonna stop me, Shirley?
Why? You haven't missed yet.
I'm a jerk!
Yes, you certainly are. Now, listen, are you ready to listen to some good sense?
Yeah, I'm
ready. Okay, now have a seat. Now, the way I was thinking...
Wait a minute, Shirley. I got something for you.
Oh, Rerun, you didn't have to.
Oh, yes, I did. Go on, open it.
Yeah, I'm going to open it. Costs a lot of money, huh? Boy, give me a little hint. Let me see what... Perfume?
Yes, it's the best.
Yeah, I can see that, Rerun. Thanks, but it's not for me.
Why?
Because somehow I just can't picture myself running into a room going, Charlie, Charlie.
But I want you to have this, Shirley. You're my friend.
See, now that's the problem. You're buying all these fancy things to impress people with. That's wrong, Rerun. See, you don't have to buy gifts for your friends because we love you just the way you are.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Well, Rerun, you're one of a kind.
Hey, tell me something else you like about me, Shirley.
Something else? Well, basically, you're a nice person.
Tell me one other
thing. No, you're pressing your luck now, okay?
Gotcha, Shirley. Okay. I gotta be going.
No, sit down, fool. I ain't done yet. Now, it seems to me that you need money and you need it fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was you, because you know I'm not going to tell you how to run your life, but if I was you, I'd take all that stuff you got sitting around the apartment and I'd have myself one heck of a sale.
Hey, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's the only kind I have. Now, if you're smart, you get Raj to help you, because he's a real level-headed guy. But don't you ever, you hear me, don't you ever tell him I said so.
I promise. Shirley, you mind if I give you one more present?
Rerun, what have I been saying?
Please, Shirley.
All right, all right, all right. What is it? Oh. Hey, get out of here. You got slobbing over me, and then I ruin my reputation. People slobbing and kicking on me. Well, it's nice, though. Charlie!
Hey, Raj, I really appreciate you helping me with this sale.
Hey, forget it, Rerun. I'll sleep better now that I know we're friends again.
Well, I'll sleep better as soon as my bed is back.
Oh, we have enough of that right now, Raj.
I know. And if we sell everything, you'll have enough to pay off the loan company and most of the credit cards. Come on, we got some hard selling left. Hey, don't you just love it? You didn't love it.
Raj, I don't think I can sell this couch.
Yes, you can. I'm sure there was a sucker born 60 seconds after you were.
Hey, Snake!
Hey.
How's it going, man?
Hey,
Snake.
It's all right. Hey, Rerun, everything is going great. I just got a job, I just got my own pad, and I just got paid.
You just got my attention.
I hear you guys have some furniture to sell.
Yeah, Snake, but you wouldn't be interested in this.
Wow, man. I can really dig the sofa and chairs. Ooh, wow.
You can?
Yeah, it's red and orange. Man, if it had some purple, it would match my car. You know, the bucket seats, the four on the floor. Woo! Man, I gotta have it.
Snake, You're getting yourself a designer's original. Look at the signature.
Pierre of El Segundo.
I love it. One question. Is the material easy to clean?
Yeah. I mean, you can drop a pizza on here and no one would ever notice.
So, do you think you guys could consider letting me pay for this on time?
Sure. What time is it now?
About 3:45.
It's time!
All right. Here you are. Give me. $170.
Thanks.
Right. Snake, would you be interested in anything else? Like, maybe this?
What's that?
Well, you put this on your back when you're underwater.
Oh, I don't think so, Raj. If I put that on my back, how am I gonna fit into the shower? Gotcha. Hey, I'm just kidding, man. I don't need an aqualung. Me and some of my buddies will be back to pick up the sofa and chairs later. Hey, I'll catch y'all later.
See you later. Later.
All right.
Hey, aqualung?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Raj.
Hmm? We got a guy looking at the moped.
All right, Dwayne, do your phony bidding stuff.
No problems.
How much is the moped?
Oh, $50.
I'll take it.
$50? Only $50? Only $50? Only $50? I'll give you $100.
You got it. Oh, wait a minute. I'll give you $150.
Fine.
$200. Right. That's
well,
I'll give you $210.
Perfect.
$300.
That's too high.
All right, it's mine, yeah! Oh, thank you, madam. I'm sure you'll enjoy the goldfish. Their names are Anthony and Cleopatra. Well, goodbye, baby. Daddy loves you. Don't fight, and remember to brush your teeth after every meal.
Well, we did it. We really did it.
We'd have done it a lot sooner if you hadn't kept outbidding the customers.
Yeah, I can't thank you guys enough.
Stop thanking us and tell us you've learned your lesson.
I did, Raj. Believe me. From now on, I don't buy anything I don't need.
Hey, Rerun, man, you forgot to sell this.
No, I didn't. I need that.
For what?
For this. Credit card coleslaw.
Wow, I can't believe you got all your furniture back from the finance company, Rerun.
Believe it. They're bringing it in now.
Hey, that's all right. Where's Rod?
Oh, he'll be here any second. He said he just couldn't wait to get into his bed.